You're listening to Morning Edition here on WVIA. I'm Roger Dupuis, and this is Sports Voices, and Bob Iden and I are back.
We are back together,
yes.
Like Batman and Robin.
Right,
Scheduling conflicts with myself last week, couldn't make it.
Mm-hmm.
We got a lot going on this week,
right.
And I said once August 1st, first hits, what
yes.
happens?
Yeah.
It's football season.
Football season.
So a lot of other sports, so
right.
Let's go.
Right, but we're going to talk about baseball to begin with.
Oh,
right?
Yeah, there is that. Little League.
Little League.
Yeah.
So we wrote about it last week. Sarah Hopius did. We talked about it here. And you also have been reporting on this. So tell me what's happening in Jenkins Township.
Well, Jenkins Township this year is the home of the Pennsylvania State Major Little League Championships, as you guys talked about last week.
Right.
We have three local teams participating.
Okay.
We have Blue Mountain, we have Back Mountain, and we had Milton. Five other teams and a double elimination tournament all play for the state title,
okay.
which will be played Saturday or Sunday, depending on double elimination and all that,
right.
this weekend. And then the winner goes to Bristol, and that is the Mid-Atlantic tournament.
Mm-hmm.
That winner then goes to South Williamsport for the Little League World Series. So
okay.
Pennsylvania has been well represented in the Little League World Series the past few years because there's more districts now. There's more regional finals, I should say.
Okay.
So there's more opportunity. So we'll see. Maybe it's one of our local teams. But Tuesday rained.
Okay. Yes, it did.
I was on Monday. I was there Monday.
Okay.
Ton of volunteers,
mm-hmm.
and that's what you need to make it successful.
And you talked to the vice president of the Little League, which is Jeremy Collins.
He's the vice president of the Township Little League that's putting this on. He talked about all the volunteers needed.
Okay.
To make this major event happen.
All right, folks. Let's hear from Jeremy right now.
We have people that are doing, you know, lining the fields, making sure the bases are right, making sure we were here for the last 4 days weed whacking the entire complex, cutting the field every day. We have the ladies in the stand are phenomenal. A lot of people don't realize without them, this doesn't happen because this is a way to bring in money to our league, which desperately needs it.
Okay, so it took a lot of people to make this happen.
Absolutely, and they've known for, he's like you said, they've known for a while, but once it... The 2 weeks before,
right.
and then the week of, especially with all the rain, they had 20 volunteers on the field on Tuesday all week long. So they do a good job. Bob Bertone, who runs District 1632, he does a great job. He's a district administrator, and he brought it here. And look, it's a major thing. It's major for the economy in our area and just to showcase our area, I think, as well.
Excellent, sir. Football, as promised.
All right, football.
Notre Dame.
Yes. Yeah, Notre Dame got squeezed out of the playoffs last year, so there's a chip on their shoulder.
Okay.
And our sister station, WSBT in South Bend, which we are good friends with, sat down with Coach Marcus Freeman. He's going to talk about fall football, and then we'll talk about Notre Dame after we hear from Marcus Freeman, the head coach of Notre Dame.
Well, I think there's a handful of positions, you know, who those guys are, who they're going to be. It's you know, who's going to be the backup quarterback? There's a competition to backup quarterback. Who's going to be the starting group of wide receiver? Who's our second, third tight ends? And I think about that offensively and defensively. You know, I have a good thought of who's going to be the first guys maybe going out there, but where's the depth?
Is it nice in your seat to have most of the questions be about the second string and not the first string?
Yeah, I think there's a comfort there.
Bob, thoughts?
He's ready for the season.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're a top five team. Some people have them one or two in the country. Some people say their schedule's a little easy, but that's debatable. And, you know, they're going to open with Wisconsin. CJ Carr, he's a Heisman candidate, a quarterback, definitely an NFL top five quarterback. They have a great running back room, even though they lost Jeremiah Love. And he's been bringing in 4- and 5-star recruits the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, they're playing with a chip on their shoulder. So watch out for Notre Dame this year. And we'll have more on the Irish throughout the year because of our friendship with our sister station.
Right.
I'll also have Penn State as soon as they get back to their media days.
And we know there are a lot of Irish fans around here.
There are a lot of Irish fans, yes.
To put it mildly.
So. Yes.
So high school football media days start next week.
Yeah, as I said, August 1st kind of opens it up. So we get to the Lackawanna League, Schuylkill League, Pennsylvania Heartland Conference, among others, Wyoming Valley Conference, all in the 570 area code. We cover all those teams, and there's like 60, 70 teams.
Okay.
We get to see some previews, talk to some coaches, see who's going to be good, and then we put together our Friday Night Rivals Top 10, which we'll announce that in the next few weeks. So, yeah, it's going to be busy next week. Also, college football, too. There's the Landmark also has their media day. Patriot League football with Bucknell and other schools, and of course the PSAC, which Lackawanna College is going into, Bloomsburg, East Stroudsburg, Lock Haven, all that. So yeah, I mean, a lot of previews coming your way, and then the season gets underway for high school football August 28th.
Finally, we're going to wrap up with summer high school basketball, which is ending for the season.
Yeah, right. So we've gone for, we're all over the place, right?
We are.
This is great.
Yeah.
Yeah, Riverfront Sports, they had a great summer season of high school basketball, girls and boys varsity. And on Tuesday, they crowned two champions and happened to be from the same school. So congratulations to the Scranton Lady Knights and Scranton Knights.
Right.
And it's big for those two teams. They are coming off some not good seasons. Let's just say, I know it's not proper English, but seasons weren't what they expected.
Okay.
But to come back in the summer league, I know for the, especially for the boys team, they gelled together. They found themselves. They want to use that now going into when regular season starts in October and November.
Okay.
And the girls too, playing out with one of the best players in the league is Chrissy Jakalinski, headed to Lafayette. Mm-hmm. She didn't even play. So that team came together on the defensive side. So I talked to some of the players and ran the story last night on our Fox 56 News First at 10.
Okay, folks, we'll link to that on our website and with the digital story that accompanies this every week. But we're going to hear right now from Jalen Ehlers and Michael Chalk.
We definitely built on our defense, and just the energy has been there, and it's good to see that, especially in the summer, and it's a good way to start our season.
What got better in the summer for you guys?
Really just coming together as a team, just, you know, really not doing iso ball, you know, just coming together and playing together, and, you know, you win stuff like this when it happens.
So those two young people, they are senior and junior in Scranton.
Yeah. So again, high expectations this year, and that's exciting for them because it gives them confidence.
Okay.
Holy Cross boys lost to Scranton.
Right.
Dunmore girls lost to Scranton.
Okay.
Expect those two teams right in league play and maybe even in state play next year to be very good. Riverside with Nico Antonacci and Braden Rose, two top Division I athletes, lost actually to Scranton last week in one of the better summer games you'll ever see. So yeah, summer is just a time to find yourself, get some young players some opportunities, and that's what the coaches get out of it. But congratulations to the Knights.
Excellent. Bob, great to have you here.
Great to be back, and let's go.
Okay, folks, we'll see you next week.